over three chatzeres, shel beis batim. And each chatzer, you have two houses living there. So the kids, you have to have six houses, that's all. Now, the Yomer Rav Chama Bagur, Yomer Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha here is k'Rabbi Shimon. And so the kashri is, Oman, Poligla, who's arguing on Rabbi Shimon? We have Yehuda. I, for Amat, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. You just got finished saying the klal is, halacha is k'Rabbi Yehuda always. And here I say, not like your klal. This is my kasha and your klal. So tomorrow name, this is going to answer tomorrow, the same terrace as we said before. Well, my kushya, what's so shreya now, Kolum is saying right now? Dilma, hochinami, the same terrace. Hey, could the itmer? I've added there a yitzim in a klolim. See if it says beferish halacha k'reb shimin, we pass k'reb shimin. But my klal is hey, could the loyitmer loyitmer. But where it doesn't say beferish who we pass k'reb like, it's some of my chleikus of Yehuda and k'reb shimin. The klal is we pass k'reb Yehuda. So right, you didn't slug me up from here. Let's see, Tap Rashi. Sholosh chatzer is a kama bekeitzid marvin. There's a gemara later in the next perik. Okam Rabbi Yehuda, ir shor rabin. At first, he had a city that had 600,000 people there. Venasa shor yochid, she nismato luchsin. The population became smaller. Is ma'avo b'rechayvois samach rebuyim that you don't have 600,000 people going in the streets now. For leidomi hashto digle migber, it's not doima to the digle midber. Is ain marvin es kulei. Still, you can't be marv of those cities. Yachet together, elim shia chutzla nun durin. You have to leave over a part of the city, at least a 50 durin, 50 families. Shlo yarvu imo, lemevi heker liya sharabim. It should be a heker to know that liya sharabim, you can't be mar of the whole thing. The larva kuloi, elimavoyis mavoyis, only each mavi separately. We have Shimon, Noim of Shimon says, dayu lishaya gimel chateresh beis balibatim. It's enough to leave over three chater, each one two houses, just six people is enough. And it's a machlekes, and you see, klo halacha k'reb Shimon. That's the stira. And the Gemara is no stira. Heichad yitma, yitma, heichad lo yitma, lo yitma. So the Gemara, elamai, where's this cash from another case? Elamai ho, ditanan, hamaniach es beisai. Somebody leaves his house for Shabbos. He lives in an apartment house, and he forgot to make an arubi chateris. So halacha is, if the person is living in his apartment on Shabbos, and he did not make an arubi chateris, so he asks on everybody, they can't carry from their house into the chotzer. What about the person who went out of town for Shabbos? He still didn't make an Arubi Chatzeres, but he left town. Is Hamaniach Es Beisoy, Volach Lishpois Biracheres. He went to another town for Shabbos. Is Echod Nochrev Yechod Yisrael, where the guy is a Goy or a Yisrael, is Oysel of Nei Chatzeres. Still he asks on the people in his Chotzer. Why? Because since he still has his apartment there, so Kozman, he has an apartment there, he asks. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Roy Meno, Eino Oyser. No, since they're not in the city right now, they don't ask to. They're not here at the Shabbos, is that they don't live in this apartment anymore, they don't ask to here. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer like this, Nochri Oyser. A Nochri doesn't have an Issa Shvis on Shabbos, he could travel, he'll take the plane, he'll take the train back home, he asks. Mashenkin Yisrael Eino Oyser. Mifnei Shein Derech Yisrael Lovi B'Shabbos. But Yisrael went to another town for Shabbos, is not Mustafa, he's going to walk back home again on Shabbos. So Yisrael, when he went away for Shabbos, he went away. He's not here to Shabbos. He does nothing. Thus out, this is Rabbi Yossi Svarim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Afilu Aniach Es Beisoy. Even if he just left your house, for Olach Lishpas Esau Bitoy, B'Yosiir. He didn't even go to another city. He just went to your daughter, spent Shabbos by your daughter down the next block. It is also Eino Oyser. Still, you do not ask on your Bnei Chotzer. Why? Shekvar Asiach Daitoy. Once you pick yourself up from your house this Shabbos, and you're going to live in somebody else's apartment for the Shabbos, your Messiah Das are living in your house, you don't ask her anymore. That's Rav Shimon Shita. Shimon goes to Kula here. The Yomar Rav Chama Bagruya, Omar Rav, you should know, halachic Rabbi Shimon. You thank a Paschal the Kula like Rav Shimon. That even if you only go around the corner to somebody else's house, still, you're not living in your first house anymore for the Shabbos, and you don't ask her on those people, even though you did not make it a Rubik HaTzeris. Now the Kasher is, Oman Polagalei, who argues here? We have Yehuda. I, Bo'amato, you just got finished saying the Kolomar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, look, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Somel, that's the Kasha, you say not like your cloud. So the Manachem are the same territs. Oh, my Kusha, what's so Shvehir? Nachemom, Dilma Hochinami, Hecha, the Yitma Hitmer. Where we say, Beferish, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, Hamad, the Roy Yitzim in a cloud, we could pass on Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Hecha, the Loyitma, Loyitmer. Well, we did not learn, then you don't ask any Kashas. I mean, when we do not learn, then the klal tak riz hal machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda and Echnami, the klal is halachic Reb Yehuda. See Rashi. Oyser al bnei chatzeres. shelo yotzi mi batei lechotzer. They can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Mevnei sheyesh lo rishus bechotzer. Well, even though you're not here, but you still have your rishus there. V'yavo pi sheinu v'yir oyser aleyim im lo iruv kodem sholach. You're not making eruv, still you are. We have Yudu Roime, Einu Oyser, Hoyel Vienna Beer. No, since you're not in the city, you don't answer. Nochri Oyser, Afa P. Shaina Beer, Shere Yochel Ovoi, Vien Zehetzach Min Alev. A guy goes away for Shabbos, so what? He goes away for a few hours. He has not to come back again. Ava Yisroel, Misholach Mikan, Vulei Bo, Mere Shabbos, Siach, Lebeisoi, Meliboi. If a person travels away and didn't come home before Shabbos, his Messiah does not to come home again on Shabbos. Kol HaShabbos. As if nobody lives in this house right now, and therefore it doesn't answer on them. Shimon is making, even if you're only going to your daughter, even if you went Thursday to visit your daughter, and she lives in the city, still, since you're not living here on Shabbos, you don't ask them. Rabbi Yehuda Polygalay, the Yom Abir Acheris, Eino Oyser, Zadiyakob Oyser, Oyser. We have Yaisi Nami Polagalei, Elechad B'nei Anokit. So there's a cloud, a kasha to your kolam. Before you said Esh and Aloch Reb Yehuda, and you also said Aloch Reb Yaisi. So there's a double kasha here. Now the Gemara's Teretz, no. There's Tam Kolam when we don't know who to pass Galei. But if it says Beferish, Aloch Reb Shimon, and Echlami, then we pass like Reb Shimon.
He's old enough Memzayin Nomer Aleph. Yet in the middle of the shallows of these klolim are emes or not emes. Elo meho, bring it right from here. The shallow was, somebody said he doesn't know from these klolim. He doesn't know the halach is like a kreb. Yeah, you see a halach kreb Akiva, halach kreb Shimon, halach kreb Yehuda. What's a raya? Elo meho, detinan. Vizel shomru ho oni ma'arev baraglov. Is halach that an oni could be ma'arev baraglov. It means we want to make an Aruve Tchumim to walk outside the city more than a Payim Amo. Not only is it alright if you put a lechem there, if you put bread there, but if you just walk there. If you yourself walk there with your feet, and you're there, Ben Hashmosh is outside in the fields, you're also Koine Shvisa. So that's the halacha there, that Zel Sharmu Oni Mara Baraglav, an Oni, that Pasha doesn't have money to have a lechem, to have bread, he can make an Aruve Tchumim, the fact he walks out in the field and stays there himself. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Onu Ein Lonu El Oni, Enochanam, it's Bedavkin Oni. Hey, Smashenkin and Oshi is somebody that could afford to put out bread there, on the roof with Chumim is Dafka with bread. You can't do it by walking there yourself. Only an Oni could we be Mekel. If an Oni walks outside the Chumim and stays there, Ben Ashmoshas, he's Koinish Risa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Echad Oni V'Echad Oshir. No, whether the person is poor, whether the person is rich, even though he could afford to put pas, but if he himself wants to walk there, and he's there by Nashmoshas, he's also kind of shvisa outside by the Alpayim Amma. And lo yomru ma'arvim b'pas, elo lohokil al oshir. That we say you can make an Arubei Tchumim by putting pas, putting bread outside, that's only a kula for an oshir, somebody that could afford it. Shelo yetze v'yara baraglav. That he does not have to walk out to the fields, Ben Hashmoshes, and be there, but he could be home in his house, make Kiddush home. Where's the Arubei Tchumim? He already put before Shabbos outside on the field Lechem, so that's the halacha. That if you want to be Mekel and put bread, you could put bread. But who are then if you want to walk there with your feet and be there? Enochnami, it's good, both for an Osher, both for an Oni. Have this halacha, you could be kind of Shvisam, where Lamaisa you are. Rashi says, Yechad Oni, Yechad Osher, Milsad Reb Yehuda. Yeah. So the more Umasni lay, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Lechia Bar Rav, Kai made the Rav, he said over in front of Rav, that what Echad Oni, Yechad Osher. That the locher is, Echad Osher, Yechad Oni, both of them you could make the Ruvei Tchumim by the fact he walks there. He doesn't have to put a lechem there. If he walks there, it's also good. The Yom Malei Rav, and Rav ended off like this. The Yom Malei Rav, Sayim Bo Nami, you should end off like this. Halachic Reb Yehuda. That the locher is like Reb Yehuda. He ended off like that also. And that's Reb Yehuda's halacha here that says, Echadon of Yechadosher. Now the kashter is, Tarti Lomali, Ivo Marto, Rebbe Meir, Reb Yehuda, Halachic Reb Yehuda. Why did Rav have to end off here and say Beferish? Halachas Reb Yehuda, that was your klal. Your klal before was when we have a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, halachas Reb Yehuda. So why does Rav have to say the Pharisee of the Alochom? He could have stam said. He could have stam said Azoy. And the Gemara, so the Chur is a Raya, we don't hold like the Klolim before. Drashi Lomuli, Lemifse Kaloch, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Meir Polagale. The Rabbi Meir is the one that argues on him. Hokai Liel, Hechad Loyitmar Haloch, Loykamav, Loykamar, Avdin, Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Klolim before. The one who doesn't say the Pharisee, should we pass him like the Klal is the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Kash and Rab, why did Rab have to say Nochamol here, Haloch, Rabbi Yehuda? Like Pshit Haloch, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, my kushya, what was so shver to him? Dilma Rav less talhani kloli. Enoch nami taka right. You have a raya that Rav does not hold from the klolim before. Rav does not hold the cloud that Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. We always pass on Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rav here had to say halachah Rabbi Yehuda. But the other man, the yomim, everybody else taka holds not like Rav. They taka hold like we said before these klolim halachah Rabbi Yehuda. So still, what was shver to him? So Drashi Rav less talhani kloli. Or Mishum Rav less like Karmat less Nayum. The fact that Rav doesn't hold like this, you shouldn't have said we don't pass let these klolim. For Rabbi Yechonah Komalhu, Falachak Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah was the one that said it's klal, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we pass let Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechonah and Rav, we pass let Rabbi Yechonah. Because in Rabbi Yechonah, like it's the one that said this klal, even though Rav himself does not hold like this klal, how should we hold them? We should zecher b'samech on Rabbi Yechonah to say the klalim are like this. So Trik Shvem, why did he say that less say lahani kloli? He does know from these klalim. Here is Kashan Rav Meshashia. The first one, Yom Amr Rav Meshashia, was the one that said less nay lahani kloli. Rav Meshashia said we don't pass with these klalim. So Kashan is even though you have a Rav that doesn't hold that these klolim. And there's always a klal, Rav is like a tana, Rav could be polug. But I call upon him, since it's a machlekes, Rav Yechonah and Rav, we should pass like Rav Yechonah. So still Shvan Rav Meshashia, why did he say, Les Nair Lahani Kloli? So the Morel Meho, I'll bring you right from here. Ditzanan, Zohar Lochi by Yevomis, Mesechti Yevomis, Ha Yevomom, Yevomom means that a husband was mace, and they don't have any children. Is Aloch Aloy Techlet, if there is a brother alive, so the other second brother should not make chalitza on his brother's wife. Fulaitis yavim, he should not make yibim either. They have to wait at least 3 months. 3 months after your brother died, then you can make either chalitza or else yibim on your brother's wife. V'chein shar kol anoshim. Aloch with any other wife that of a husband died and she gets married now a second time. Lo yinosu, she should not make nisuyin. She should not even make erusin, not even kedushin. Until they should wait at least 3 months. And the reason is that we're afraid maybe she was pregnant from the first husband, and we won't know, and then she'll become pregnant, and then she'll have us get married, and she'll give birth after 9 months. So they will have a suffix, is this kid from the first husband, or is this kid from the second husband? She gave birth 9 months later. Maybe it was a 7th month old baby from the second one. So there'll be a suffix, who is the father? So we always say you have to wait 3 months. Then we'll know klom that if she's pregnant then, or else we'll know she first become pregnant later, and it'll be from the second husband. So Zolach, you always have to wait three chadoshim. Echad besulis, whether by the first marriage there is still besulis, means she never had bia. The echad bulis, even though she had bia. So if she had bia, that's a good reason. The chur besulis is only exeri, even though besulis means never had tashmish, so if she's not pregnant, still is odd exera. The echad almonos, the echad gerushas. Whether she's an almona means the husband died, the echad gerushas. Whether it's time you give a get, the you give a get is the same halacha. The wife should not get married a second time until she waits 3 months. Echad arusais, the echad nesuyas. Whether the gerushin was from the time they're in arusa, if they only had kedushin, they didn't have nesuyin altogether, so really there shouldn't be any chash, they didn't have tashmish. Still, it's exeram, otto mishum nesuyas. So echad aruchas, the echad nesuyas. That's the law. Even though you only had erusin, you didn't even have nesuyin, still you're supposed to wait 3 months before you get married a second time. Reb Yehuda Leimer, nesuyais yisarsu. Reb Yehuda said, nesuyais, no. Only if she had nesuyin, they had tashmish bi already, then there's a problem, maybe she's pregnant from the first husband, then she shouldn't get married a second time, till 3 months later. Echad nesuyais, Yehuda Leimer, nesuyais Yisarsu. Nisuyas, if they had Nisuyin, then she's allowed to have Kedushin right away. But Enechnami, Nisuyin she can't make until she waits 3 months to make this Havchonim. But she is allowed to get married right away to make Kedushin, so she shouldn't have the Nisuyin. The Yarusos, if Metchila, she only had Kedushin with the first husband, she didn't have Nisuyin, then Yinosu. Then she's allowed to get married right away. He doesn't make any Gzeris. Pashat Gered, if they had Tashmis by the first husband, so it's a Suffolk, maybe she's pregnant, then she has to wait 3 months. But if by the first husband there was no Bia, then she's allowed to get married and have Nisuyin right away. Chutz Me'arusa Sheb Yehuda. Only in Yehuda, in that place, even in Arusa, if they only had Kedushin, still she should not get married if she got a get. Or her husband died right afterwards, she should not get married till 3 months later. Mithnei Shaliba Gaspa. Because in Yehuda, there the Kal and Chosm were very close together. So even though they only had Kedushin, there's a Chashash, maybe they had Bia together, and maybe she became pregnant. So in Yehuda, even though they only made Erisin, still she's supposed to wait 3 months before she get married a second time. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha'noshim yisarsu. Any Isha, when her first husband is made, so she gets a get, she's allowed to get married right away. By Kedushin, they didn't make any Gzeri. She's allowed to get married right away. Chutz min almona, only an almona, that means her first husband died, then she shouldn't get married right away. With Naya Ivul, as much she has to wait 30 days, also Velis, she shouldn't get married the first 30 days, Mishum Avelis. But in the case where the husband did not die, nor the husband gave her a get, then Kedushin, she's allowed to get married right away. Enechnam in Nisuyin, maybe you have to wait for. That you have to wait 3 months for the Nisuyin, not she shouldn't become pregnant from the second husband. But Kedushin, she's allowed to make right away. So these are the three shittas, Machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. V'yamrinon, and we said that Reb Elezer, V'yamrinon, where is it? Reb Elezer, he didn't go into the Beis Medrash that day. Ashkechel Rabasi, Tevi Koyim. He saw Rabasi outside. Omalei, my Omer Bevei Medrasha. So Reb Elezer asked Rabasi, what did they learn today in the Beis Medrash? Omalei, so Rabasi told over to him, Hochi Omer Reb Yechanan. This is the way Reb Yechanan said. He should know halacha k Reb Yossi. We pass can let Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi is the last sheet here. He's pretty makel. That he says, Kol Anoshim Yisarsum. Every Isha, she's allowed to get married right away. Kedushin is mutter. We only ask in the Suyin, in a case where the Pasha Zachshash, that maybe she's pregnant for the first husband, then you have to wait 3 months later. So he said, Halacha Kareb Yossi. So the Mor Mechlau, the Yechidoi Polegolei. That there's only a Yochid that dings the Chan Reb Yossi. And this is good because we said before, Halacha Kareb Yossi. And Reb Yechon is the one that said, Halacha Kareb Yossi, if somebody else argues on him. So here there's only a Yochid, one other person argues on Reb Yossi, like it says here was Reb Yehuda, and it's good while we pass on like Reb Yossi. So tomorrow in... That was the first man Yom HaSalat Dev. I don't think Reb Yechon says like that. The first man Yom HaSalat like that, not Reb Yechon though. Enochanami.
Also, when it says it's
Yechidai,
are we saying that the
Tanakhama
is
Yechidai? Right. So the Mora in, Yitaka right, but Tanya bring a right to this. Hare Shehoiso Redufo Lelech Lebeisaviyah. Let's say Bishas, the first marriage. This Ishma says there wasn't too much Shalom Bayis there, so she could say there was running back to her father's house. She didn't stay with her husband. Hare Shehoiso Redufo Lelech Lebeisaviyah. She was always running back to her father's house. Or else we knew they were very angry then, and with some they didn't have tashmish together, so there's no kshash. Maybe she's pregnant. Or else we know the first husband was a zokin, he couldn't have children. Or else he was very sick also, he couldn't have children. Or else we knew that she was a chayla the last 3 months. Or else akara, we know she's an akara. Or else a kena, she's older, she can't have children. Or else she's a ktana. Or else for islandness. Islandness also means that she can't have children. The shame of real eilid. Or other cases, not unless I think, as we'll see Rashi, she was born in islandness. And eilid real eilid means maybe something else happened later, that right now she's not able to have children. Or shahoya baila chobash of esu asurim. Or else the first husband, the last 3 months, was locked up in jail, and then he died. So the kids say, we know claw, she's not pregnant from the first husband. Or else hamapeles, liyacha misas baila. Or else Taka, she was pregnant when the first husband died. But then she was Mapa right away. So we know Klo, now she's not pregnant now. is kulon tzrichan lahamtim gimel chadoshim. Diver Reb Meir, that's the Tanakama Yochid Reb Meir Shita, that the Rabbanim made a loy plug. There's a gzeira that Rabbanim made a loy plug, no matter what matzav you are, when your husband dies or gives you a get, you have to wait 3 months until you get married a second time. It's a gzeira loy plug. That's Diver Reb Meir. Reb Meir made a gzeira here. Reb Yossi matel yeris. Reb Yossi says no, erisin is mutter right away. Mutter, Reb Yossi matel yeris, will he not say miyad? And who are then you can make nesuin also right away? But that's Reb Yossi Shita, that when there's no shash that she's pregnant from the first husband, you let her get married right away. So this is good. So that's what we're saying, that who argues on Reb Yossi? A Yochid. Reb Meir is the one that argues on Reb Yossi. Hazat Gemara, Lomuli, why do you have to say here, Halacha Reb Yossi, Ivor Marta, you Reb Yechlin said before, Rebbe Meir of Reb Yossi, Halacha Reb Yossi. This is the way Reb Yechlin before said. But whenever there's a Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, we pass like Reb Yossi. So Mel Takasha, why do you have to end off here to say you should know Halacha Reb Yossi? Should we pass like Reb Yossi? According to your Kolam before, whenever there's a Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, Halacha is Reb Yossi. So that's Takasha. How come Reb Askis told them over in the base of Medrash today? They gave out a special Halacha that Reb Yechlin and Paskin Reb Yossi. Is what do you have to pass on Reb Yossi? If you tell me that Reb Yechlin said a klal before, that halacha is Reb Yossi, but Mokin Reb Meir, how come Reb Yechlin over here had a paskin halacha Reb Yossi? Elamai l'churitz arayit Reb Meshashiyon that lisnai l'hani kloli. Reb Yechlin never said that klal. Reb Yechlin never said halacha Reb Yossi, but Mokin Reb Meir. The Mela here, if there's a machlekes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir, do we make a loy plug and Isha can't get married after she asked the bedafka always wait 3 months or not? It's good. Why you had to say here halacha Reb Yossi? So this is Reb Meshashiyon's raya that Reb Yechlin never said it klal. Yes, Kasha Lomali. For Matra Mei Reb Yossi, look at Reb Yossi. For the Gemara Nei No Mai Kusha, this still can't be the Raya for Meshashia. Why was a Meshashia so shver to this halach here? I tell you, Dilma Lafuki Med Reb Nachman. Maybe the reason why Reb Yechon had to say the Farish in this Machlaikis, Reb Yossi and Reb Meir, that here in this Machlaikis we also pass like Reb Yossi. You know why? To go Kineged Reb Nachman. What was Reb Nachman's Din Omar Shmuel? The Omar Halacha Reb Meir Vigzeroisa. There's a new cloud. They say wherever Reb Meir makes a gzeira, not he's saying halacha mit rabbon halacha mit raisa, but Reb Meir is saying a gzeira. Wherever Reb Meir made a gzeira, we always paskin like Reb Meir's gzeiras. So b'zeir is a svara here, even though it's a machlekes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir. Reb Meir makes a gzeira. Any issue you are, if your husband dies, the husband gives you a get, you can't get married for the next 3 months. Even in the case that this Isha is not pregnant, we know 100% she's not pregnant anyway, still she can't get married. It's a gzeira ought to an Isha that maybe she is pregnant, and then we won't know who the husband is of the son. Is it the first husband or second husband? So Reb Meir makes a gzeira, no Isha could get married until she waits 3 months. So since Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel says to the klal, we always paskin like the gzeiras of Reb Meir, so maybe even though Reb Yossi dinzachan Reb Meir, but it's a makam a gzeira, which is still paskin like Reb Meir, that's why here Reb Yechon had to say over the Farish, halachic Reb Yossi. Even though Reb Yechon said the klal is usually a machlekes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir, we paskin Reb Yossi, and maybe that's only where Reb Meir is not saying a gzeira, but where Reb Meir is saying a gzeira, since it's a special klal of Nachman Amar Shmuel, that we always paskin like a gzeiras. Maybe here we should still pass on Reb Meir. Kamashmula, no, here we still pass on Reb Yossi. So by this week, Shven, Reb Meshashia, what did Reb Meshashia say? Lisnaya lahani kloli. There's no kashas on these klolim yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Elamayho. Elamayah's kashate was from here. Ditanya. Holchin liyurid shel nochrim. You let it go down to a yurid, that's like a marketplace. Even though it belongs to the goyim are the ones that are selling it. The loikhin mehem, you let it buy from the goyim. The hema, you can buy the hemas from them. The yavodim, you can buy slaves, or shvachos. Batim, you can buy houses from the goyim. Sodish, you can buy fields. Or kromim, you can buy vineyards. The koisev, umala, v'yakoyish alhem. And even though the deed you have to write over in their bezdin, in their courts, you will have to go down to their courts, their akoyis, to write down the deeds to make sure you have a kinyan in the karka. This sodah now belongs to you, this bias belongs to you. Why? Mifneishu kamatsu miyodin. It's as if you're saving it from them. Let's see Rashi. Liyuridzik Rashi, Shuk Hanikva Liyoyim Chag Shlevdik Choven. There was a special marketplace that the Goyim used to make on their Chag, on their Goyish Yom Tov. V'loikhin mehen batim v'sodis. And you're allowed to buy, and they Yom Tov from them, houses and fields. So Trashi, Mifnei Shematin, because you're making them less, you're taking away from them. That's why it's mutter. Even though the Mishnah in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah says, Bishas day you read, you're not allowed to buy from them, because there's a Shiloh on their Chag, they're moited to their Avodah Zarah. They deem the Avodah Zarah. So if you buy from them from one time of the Gemara to Gzerah, you're going to make them be moited to their Avodah Zarah. So it's like Midrabbanan, you can't buy from them on their Chagim, you should make them be over their Avodah Zarah, deem Avodah Zarah. Mashenka, these things you're allowed to buy from them. The Sodis and the Avodim and the Behemis. So Rashi says, what's the time? Mevnei Shemamitim. By buying these things away from the Goyim, you're taking away from them, so merely you're making them less, that's good. Inami Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Or else another Heta Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Tint of Dvor argues in Rashi. Dvor says, Nam Mestavron Mevnei Shemaratim. What do you mean you're taking away from them? But you're still doing business with them, and you're not allowed to do business with them. Like, it's not really Bimamayitim, you're not making them worthless. You're giving them money instead. So if I care, they want the money. And with the money, they'll go buy other things. So you're not like, you buy their animals, you're not taking away from them. You're exchanging for them. And then you can with the money. So it's well learned, it's talking about these things are big tzarech, that ye needed these things. And the only time the Goyim sold their avodim and their behemoths was on the Yom HaChag. So Mela blabs like a dovra avod, and a dovra avod is mutter to buy. That's the halacha there. So Mela, these things blab like a dovra avod. The only time you can buy these things are only on their chag, therefore the Rabbanu will make you allowed to buy them on the Yom Chag. That's the halacha, these things you're allowed to buy from them. Right, another din it says there. Well, let's see Rashi right there. Behem of Yavodim Shvachos, Mevnei Shemachnisim L'Kedusha. Alright, Rashi, another time here. If you buy the animals and avodim, you bring the Kedusha. About now it belongs to Yisrael, so the Eved Pasha become like an Eved Kanani, but then it can become a Yisrael, the Shvachos also, Behemah. That's why it's mutim. Omala hashtar, if you want to buy the house, you have to write a shtar, is ba'kor shalahim, lifnei dainehim, lachtoim. You have to use their judges and let them sign on it. Even though usually you're not supposed to go to their courts to use them, because you're being machshim, you're showing that they are very choshev, they're very important. Maybe since when the goyim see that the yidden make them important, they'll go and be over the avoid the zorah, they'll be murdered to the avoid the zorah. Afilu achishori. Here in these cases, it's mutter. Why mifnei shu kamatzum yodim shelo yachzer roivik echovim v'yaru al amechira. That since you're buying a house off a goy, so you want to make sure the sale is 100%, the goy shouldn't be chayzer on the sale, therefore you're allowed to go even to his court to make sure he'll give you a good shtar mechiram, he won't be chayzer from the shtar. Yes, so Rabbanu will make on these cases. Let's say the Yisrael is a koyin, is metamei v'chutz loretz. He's allowed to be metamei to go into chutz loretz, even though chutz loretz has a tumah mid rabbonin, and the koyin is not allowed to be metamei himself, still he's allowed to go into chutz loretz. Lodon v'larari mohim. In the case where he bought the karker off them, he bought a field, and they have tainas on him, no, you didn't buy it, he's allowed to go into chutz loretz to be ma'arer with them, to go to the complaint to show that he owns it. His rabbon will make it. Without the tumas area chutz loretz only with the rabbonon, here again with tzorich yishev eretz Yisrael, they will make it, you could go into their courts to fight with them. Ukeshem shimatama b'chutz loretz, the same way a kohen has the right to go into chutz loretz for these reasons. Kach mitama v'esakvoris. Who are then the kohen is allowed to go into the v'esakvoris? It's in a case where the only time the guy says I'll meet you in the v'esakvoris, or I'll only sell you my house in the v'esakvoris, your kohen is allowed to go into the v'esakvoris. For the Gemara, v'esakvoris sakadaitoch tumud yiraisi to go into a v'esakvoris as mamash nisid yiraisa. A kohen you can't be matcha nisid yiraisa mishum yishuveret Yisrael. So Grashi v'esakvoris sakadaitoch whoever belav there's a law for a kohen not to go into the v'esakvoris. Elot means the Besa Pras. It means not a real Besa Kvoris. It just means Besa Pras is there's a suffix. Is there a kever in this field? And then they made Disha, they plowed over the field. So it's a big suffix that there's no mace there altogether. So it's only a suffix in the Rabbonin. So even though with the Rabbonin it's Tamei, here the Rabbonin will make it. Morel, but Besa Pras, the Rabbonin. Yeah, since it's only this, so the Rabbanu will make all Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael to be able to buy your house if you have to go and buy it from the Goy in the Beis HaPras. If he wants to get married and he can't find a shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to go to Chutz Loretz, even though Chutz Loretz has a tumah, he's allowed to go into Chutz Loretz to a bar mitzvah for the purpose of getting married. The lil my Torah. If the kohen wants to go learn Torah, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Loretz to learn Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, when is the heter bizman shein moitzi lumud? Only if he can't find anybody to teach him in Eretz Yisrael, then he's allowed to go to Chutz Loretz. But if he finds a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, lo yitame, then he has no right to kohen to go into Chutz Loretz to metam himself. He wants to go learn. We tell him stay in Eretz Yisrael. You have a malamed there. Rabbi Yosi Yoimen, no. Af bizman shemoitzi lulmud. Even though he has a malamed in Eretz Yisrael, still if he feels he'll learn better by a different Rebbe in Chutz Loretz, he'd rather go Chutz Loretz. Why? Lulmud nami yitame. Lefi she'ein min hakel zeich adam lulmud. It's not true you can't learn as good from